It's Tuesday, the 25th of January, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Gozugoz.
Hello.
And Prince.
Hi.
How is everyone doing? Fine, thank you for asking. Well then. I just won't let you answer this. We've got podcasting to do. It's go time.
Oh, I thought we were doing something else.
Like ape fight.
I don't know what that is.
Well, we got a bit of news to talk about, but what's everyone been playing this past week? Goz, why don't you take us away?
I played quite a bit of a game called Hellsign, which is kind of a survival horror game. It's isometric, and it's the closest analogy I could think of is if you watched a TV series called Supernatural about two brothers, each episode tracking a different monster and dealing with it, like checking the lore, tracking it, and yeah, finally dispatching it. That's basically what the game Hellsign is. In each level, you have a bunch of monsters, and like there are specific ways to take care of them. And you can also find evidence of a ghost haunting. And if you find enough evidence, you can deduce what the ghost is and get money for that. Or you can stay and evoke the ghost and fight it and kill it. Quote unquote, kill it.
Do you fist fight it? Or?
No, you shoot it with guns.
Oh.
Silver bullets, ultraviolet bullets, electromagnetic traps, stuff like that.
So a less fancy Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I mean, some of the ghosts are more corporeal and some are more... Some are more or less corporeal. Some are more or less, yeah. So we need to get more creative with that, like ultraviolet rounds if they are weak to that. And yeah, those are basically boss fights of the game. The game has a story, but it's more, it's there for you to like give you a drive to do different assignments and like get experience, get money, get better gear. Yeah, okay. That's the game. It's pretty fun. It's not very expensive. It's not very long, but yeah, I'm replaying it now.
So Prince, what about you?
I've had a pretty fun gaming week. I feel like I do that thing I always do where I play like five different games on accident just because nothing keeps my attention for very long. But I found my 3DS, so I played some Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor, and then I played some Persona 4 Vanilla for the PS2, and it made me realize there's one really big thing I should do, because I've heard about it often and often, and that's play Revelations Persona, because it has the most jacked, like, translation issues, localization issues out of any of the Persona games, that's for sure. Wow, I was very shocked. I was very... shocked. It's bad. It's really bad. To start, they whitewash the main character. Like, they make him so white. Like, he's ghost compared to even the other characters. And then they give him brown hair with, like, red highlights like an emo. Oh my god. Like, it's crazy. They turn a whole character black. They make everyone in America. That is, like, the interesting thing. It's bad. I'm enjoying it. Except for I'm kind of, it turns out I'm not the biggest fan of Persona 1 as a whole. The battle system's kind of bad.
Have you ever seen the box art for Persona 1?
Yes, I have. Well, only the... Yeah, I have. I've seen both. No, I've seen the... I've never seen European one, maybe. What does yours look like?
I don't know. The one I'm thinking of, it looks like fan art for a Persona game.
You know, that is so many of them, though. The two covers I could think of is the one that came out in the North for Revelations Persona, which has, like, demon-ish thing. I know it's one of the mainline demons. I don't know which one. I don't care, to be honest. And then in red, it's like Revelations Persona. And it has like the craziest cross. And then the Japanese box art has like the real protagonist, who's like kind of tan and has black hair and earring. I don't know why they censored the earring. It's so fucking funny to me.
I've just shared
a shadow version of him behind him with like yellow eyes, like oh.
I've just shared a link to the Game Grin directory for Shin Megami Tensei Persona, where we've got the image that I'm thinking of.
Oh, isn't that the second? Hold on. It's loading, but I saw the small image in the link. Yeah, that. Oh, where everybody's just standing there like that. That's for the PSP version. And it's different. It's different than Revelations Persona, actually. Fun fact, Ace, I hope you got that ready for your catalog.
So many of these Shin Megami games.
I know! they're actually different, though, because the Revelations Persona, it is, you know, it's actually has a way longer name, but it is part of, like, Shin Megami Tensei, you know, line, obviously. But it was called that in America because they were trying to get away with Revelations is the name over here, and they did that with the previous release, and then they didn't do that with Jack Rose, so I don't know what happened there. But the difference is the PSP version is the full Japanese version, but then with redone cutscenes and redone music fully, and then directed by the music director. Like, the actual game, this weird kind of redo, kind of, like, remaster they threw in there for the PSP is directed by usual music director Shoji Meguro, which is crazy, but it's different. Sorry, I had to look up all the differences. They're fresh in my mind because I was like, which one of these fucking things am I playing first? And amazingly, it's better to play this jacked up English version first because they make jokes about it in the PSP version.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, so I have to play both, and I don't even like the game that fucking much. Yeah! Oh, sorry, Gore sent... They turned Mark into a black character. They just do that.
Oh. I like the line, though. Mark danced seductively.
Oh my gosh. Oh, the translation in the game is also just full of grammatical error. Like, literally the first text box you see in the entire game is, it uses the wrong form of your. And I'm like, this is the first box. How do you fuck that up?
Look, how is QC going to see the first text box in the entire game?
It hurt. It just hurt. Like, it told me what I was getting into, admittedly, but I'm not sure I want to get into it.
Myself, I've been sinking a number of hours into Hitman 3. Well, technically the campaign missions from Hitman and Hitman 2, and I've only done one mission from Hitman 3. I wanted to play them in order and get achievements for doing them. And most of them, I've been getting that diamond achievement, so less than 10% of players have finished it. It's like, this is the first mission in the second game, and less than 10% of players have got it.
That's rough. Oh.
All I had to do was finish the mission. Yikes. This is as part of the trilogy that was released on Game Pass, which does not include the Seven Deadly Sins or the Patient Zero from Hitman or the two extra missions for Hitman 2. You have to spend an extra £50 to unlock all of that stuff.
That's insane.
Well, I say an extra. You have to spend £50 on top of your Game Pass subscription or, you know, buy the thing. But if you buy, like, the complete deluxe edition of Hitman 3, you get everything except for the Seven Deadly Sins. So you still have to spend another £20 to get that.
Oh my gosh.
It's a mess.
Oh, I hate DLC.
I'm enjoying the game. The missions that I have got as part of Game Pass, it's just I don't know if there's I just want to make one purchase to get all of these add-ons, but no, it's you can get this and this and this and this, and, or you can get them separately for £7 each. Oh gosh! For these in each of these seven deadly sins, you get a new costume, a new mission, and a signature weapon. So for 20-odd quid, you get 7 suits, 7 weapons, and yeah. You got to weigh up, do you think it's worth it, or are you going to wait for one of those frequent DLC expansion pass deals that Xbox did?
How long are missions, like relatively? How long does it take you to beat them?
That's the thing about Hitman missions. You can replay them in lots of different ways. The better you do, the higher your score and the better your mastery. The higher your mastery level, the more stuff you unlock, such as new starting locations or new outfits. So say you start normally at the entrance of a hotel, and then you have to work out how to get someone's uniform so you can go into restricted areas, all that. Once your mastery goes up, you will unlock, say, a location that's closer to your target. You'll already be wearing the staff outfit, so you'll have access to all of these areas. So you can complete it quicker, you can try doing it in different ways to complete challenges, such as there's one where you have to drown, well, I say one, there's lots of them where you have to drown people in toilets. And there's this particular one in a hotel. The guy, you'll dress up as a staff member, you'll go to see this guy on the beach and bring him back to his, lead him back to his hotel room. He'll start going around complaining about, oh, there's mess here and you'll have to clean it up, and then he'll move on, oh, there's mess here. And it ends with his bodyguard wandering off while the guy's inspecting the toilet, and then you drown him in the toilet. However, if you run around the place before he gets there and clean all the stuff up, that you know he's got to point out, he doesn't go and check the toilet because he's like, oh, well, there's no reason to check the toilet because everything else is clean. So if you've cleaned everything up and you've missed the drowning him in his own toilets challenge, then you'll have to restart. You'll have to, you don't have to restart, you finish it by killing him some other way, and then start again, and maybe you've unlocked the area where you start in the room, so you can go straight down and pick him up instead of faffing around trying to lure a staff member into the right area, and then you mug them, steal their outfit. And it takes I think the fastest mission I've done is about 38 minutes. Longest was, it took me an hour and 15 minutes.
Interesting. Well, I guess the other question would be, like, how long does it take you to get bored of these missions? But it sounds like you like them, so maybe you should just buy them, actually.
as with any game's purchase, it's up to you if you think it's worth it. And
yeah.
I'm notoriously tight with money. I'll see how I feel after I've completed Hitman 3. Or Hitman, Charles T. Hitman.
Oh.
See, that's what it sounds like when you miss the hyphen Spider-Man. Charles T. Spider-Man.
I never put the hyphen in Spider-Man. Like,
you
ever.
Are what's wrong with America.
I literally am. Oh my god. I don't know, like, who has time for that hyphen? And I think, is the one with the hyphen technically owned by Sony? In, like, things are weird in America when it comes to trademark and, like, that stupid hyphen.
The character's name is Spider-Man, not Spider-Man. It needs a hyphen.
It's still Spider-Man. It's just like two syllables instead of. It's still two syllables, but like slower syllables. I'm like, wait, it's not even two syllables. Wait, oh god.
It's two words hyphenated. It's not one word.
Have a hyphen. I think everybody gets it though. It's like Batman doesn't have a hyphen, and I would respect him less if he had a hyphen.
It used to, in the early days. Yeah. Anyway, we're off track.
Sorry, off track. I just wouldn't call it a hyphen. I'm sorry.
Was I saying Pokemon right all along? Pokemon? The game about catching little creatures with balls? Pikmin?
Yes. What? You were the only person saying it correctly.
Shit. I feel so good about myself now.
Speaking of Pokemon, the most tenuous links available. Pokemon Legends Arceus is already available to pirate.
Oh my god!
It's due out on Friday, and as of the end of last week, people were getting early access to their copies, either through shops or to Amazon, I don't know. It's not like I can ask these people, and ripping them, however people do that, and uploading them onto various illegal websites. So if you look around the YouTubes, you'll find playthroughs and all sorts of things. And I believe this happened with Diamond and Pearl late last year.
I feel like there's always that joke. It's like it's always morally correct to pirate from Nintendo that I always see, but I don't actually agree with that. You know what I mean? Like, I joke about it, but I feel wrong, to be honest, that this came out and leaked and did all this before it released. Like, even a month after release, I probably would have been way more chill with it, but it does feel a little gross to me that it hasn't released yet. Oh my god.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that it does take some faffing around with emulators, so I understand if you want to play it on an emulator. Not so much faffing around if you have a hacked Switch, which is very difficult to do, especially since modern Switches and the Switch Lite and the OLED models don't allow you to hack them. Yeah, it's still possible.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, there's always a way is the one thing that, like, I feel like gamers have taught me. Especially cheap gamers. there's always a fucking way. But this, it's still, like, shocking. I guess it's happened before, but I'm not a big Pokemon person aside from, like, the early American dub anime stuff. But,
that's jam donuts. Horrible.
Yes, no, you don't understand. I actually love those dubs. They brought so much life to the Pokemon franchise. They came up with the phrase, gotta catch them all. They came up with those fucking bopping ass music. The Pokemon movie soundtrack literally went gold in the US and platinum in Canada. That's amazing. 4Kids took care of that series, and the second it left 4Kids' hands, the anime just went downhill, and it lost a lot of life, and a lot of people were fired. It's kind of fucked up. Sorry, I had opinions. That's all I care about with Pokemon. It's when I stopped.
So I take it you won't be pirating Pokemon Legends Arceus?
No, God. I've always kind of wanted to try a Pokemon game. I played Red, but I never played any, like, the modern ones or anything. They are funky, but I think I'd rather wait a few months if I was going to pirate this, or I don't know. It just, like I said, my whole issue is that it's so early. I'm like, it hasn't come out yet. That just feels wrong.
Well, as I've said on the podcast in the past, I believe it's okay to pirate things if you cannot purchase them from the publisher or developer anymore. As soon as it becomes available, like they re-release it on Steam or remaster it, then it's not okay to pirate anymore. But the one I always go, the example I always go with is Home Alone 2 for the SNES. I can pirate that. No one's making any money off of cartridges of Home Alone 2 for the SNES. There's no way that I can buy it. It's not on Switch, Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah, see, that's usually a rule I personally follow also. Like, honestly, it's if it's not available anywhere else, or if the best version, for me, part of that is if it's, like, a truly better version, like, pirate that shit. Because that's on the developer for making a worse version, you know? Like, that can't be the only version you could buy, it's worse. But, God, like, it's, I feel so weird. Usually I'm so in the, like, in the right for piracy a lot of times. It just, it's a little weird to open an article and be like, oh, that's wrong. What's going on? Like, I sail those high seas. What's up? I hate this. I don't even like Nintendo.
Sorry. No one does. They just like Nintendo games.
Well, I'm not even like a big Nintendo game person. Like, I just never cared about them. So it's like, why do I feel for them right now? I know they're kind of like evil in the first place. Oh.
If you're interested in checking out Pokemon Legends Arceus without checking out the game or streams of people who are pirating it currently, there's data mines. It's available, apparently. So you can look at images of, dumps of all the Pokemon character models and shiny models.
See,
and
that I actually don't have a problem with. That's cool as fuck. Like, I love
find out more about the storyline.
Like, it's so cool.
Apparently it's an isekai. So you start the game, you've just arrived from another world, like literally Arceus, or presumably Arceus, greets you with, you are about to enter a world, a strange world, a world full of Pokemon, and then you wake up on a beach, and you have no memory of how you got there, also you don't know where you are, and also there's a nearby thing that looks like a phone, and it is a phone. It's the Pokedex, is a smartphone.
Oh my God.
That sounds amazing. Hold on, I'll pirate that shit.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, Segway.
I know a Segway.
Go on.
I want to drive one.
We tried. It was close. Oh, fuck. I almost had one, and then I actually got too nervous to say it, and then I yelled.
Nintendo should watch out for Gauze's internet traffic, but Ubisoft are not watching out for Watch Dogs Legion anymore, because they're not updating anymore.
That's rough.
Connecting them dots. Messily.
I'm confused.
Watch Dogs, developer, publisher... Ubisoft have announced that they are no longer releasing any updates for Watch Dogs Legion, because that's it. it doesn't have an ongoing game as a service model. It's just there's your storyline and there's some multiplayer stuff which they'll keep active until, you know, they quietly decide to turn the servers off in a few years. It was quite surprising to me personally, since it came out in 2020, and that was like a year and a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I'm shocked that it was so soon they've given up. Did people not play this? Didn't you play this, Ace? You play this.
Yeah, I played it. I've spoken about it in past episodes, and then once I finished the storyline, I uninstalled it because I'm not interested in multiplayer stuff.
Ah, well, maybe that's like a part of the problem. Well, I don't know. I feel like most people are interested in multiplayer more than like single player these days, but maybe it's not like that engaging. I don't know how the multiplayer is, and apparently you don't either.
No.
Oh, that's a bummer though for people who like it. Oh.
Well, it's still going to be active, as I say. It's just you. If there's any bugs that have been present since the last patch in September, then tough. Live with it.
So people, like, it was kind of doing this. They were kind of weaning off it anyways, then, I'm guessing. Like, last patch was in September. Unless it's been doing good, like, maybe there aren't that many bugs or anything. I don't know, like, it does kind of, like, the servers are probably going to shut down in a few years, like you said. It just feels like it's so early to quit on trying with the, like, updates and stuff with games. Like, I mean, I guess if you fix your game, though, do you really need to update it?
Did they intend this game to be a live service? Is that how they promoted it? Or was it just supposed to be one-off and they released some DLC for it?
Well, they did release DLC and extra characters. But they have said you can look forward to reward tracks in the online mode, containing both new and returning rewards. So probably an emphasis on the returning rewards.
Because, I mean, nowadays, when a game releases, like, all the updates are kind of taken for granted. Like, you expect patches to fix stuff, but also, like, new content that for free. And also DLC. So it's I don't know.
Because I don't think... Like, I don't think most games do. Most games actually give you, like, free new content when they update? Because a lot of games just patch shit, I imagine. Like, every once in a while you get something new. But I feel like usually it is just fixing shit. I can't think of many times where new things pop up that often. Like, yeah, when I get true. A patch for a game, it's usually because something's wrong.
I'm wondering what their plans are for... Assassin's Creed Valhalla, because that released a month after. I mean, it still has a story expansion coming out in March, so it's certainly going to get a couple of months more support than Watch Dogs Legion did.
I don't know, just back to what I was saying, that, like, I think it's a weird thing with supporting a game after a release. Like, should you do it at all? Should people expect it? Like, it doesn't feel newsworthy that they are not gonna release more DLC for this game that's been out for a while. I mean, the game came out. They had patches to fix stuff, I assume. Like, that's enough.
I mean, it had a rocky release because the Xbox One S couldn't run it very well.
Oh,
because it just kept crashing at random, no matter what you're in the middle of.
Oh.
It was reviewed by Crafty, and it was given quite a low score because of all the crashes.
I mean,
if it's crashing on that platform, then that we're reviewing it on, it's gonna lose points for it.
Yeah. Huh. That's rough. It had a rough start. It's probably why it's leading to, like, such an early end, though, because sometimes if you have a start like that, you really can't fix it.
Yeah, I don't believe it reviewed very well.
Yeah. So that's probably why they're ending service. It's just one of those cases of, like, a game that maybe is good, but never really got off in the first place. Bummer for fans, though, because I part of me almost agrees, yeah, this probably isn't newsworthy, but the other part of me is kind of like, there are probably Watch Dogs Legions fans out there that are so boned, because I remember when I was, like, fucking pissed when they stopped making Final Fantasy 15 DLC after promising us, like, literally three other DLCs and just canceling all of them. So, like, maybe there are people pissed about it. Like, this is news, I'm sure.
I mean, if they promised it beforehand, then they probably should deliver on that. But if that wasn't, like, if that wasn't mentioned before that they're gonna keep supporting the game for X many years, then whatever. I mean, again, it's not an MMO, it's not a game as a service. Watch Dogs, I mean. So, yeah, you shouldn't expect it to just keep getting new content.
I think it's because it just happened so so soon after release, only a year, and it came out October 2020, so a year and a few months, whereas Red Faction Guerrilla, before they he announced the remaster of that. They literally kept patching that, and it was like 10 years that they weren't patching it for.
Just that might, sorry.
Every 6 weeks or something, I'd get a new update on Steam, just come down.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the designers are like really like this is still not right. We need to patch this. So they patch it and don't say anything about it. It's just because they just want to get it perfect.
Well, you know what's might be perfect. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. A few days before the release date of 5th of April was announced, I mean, why not wait a month, 4 weeks and one day, and then they could have done it, released on the 4th of May, or Star Wars Day. But anyway, I probably have quarterly targets to hit. Before a few days before that date was announced, a report dropped on Polygon.com talking about the extensive crunch at TT Games, the developer of most LEGO games since they started making LEGO franchise games like Indiana Jones and Harry Potter, etc. And it doesn't paint a good picture of TT Games because the title is LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga has led to extensive crunch at TT Games. That's the headline, and then the body of it goes into detail about how there has always been extensive crunch at TT Games, and it's not just this one game. So it's a bit misleading. It's down to the upper management's decision to not switch over to Unreal to make these games, but to stick with their brand new engine, which they'd never used before, for this massive game called NTT. And the Polygon's report kind of ends saying, yeah, after this they're going on to Unreal Engine.
Oof. That's rough. Oh, I hate the crunch in the first place, but also like that's rough moving to a new engine and just doing good with it. Oh.
This the Skywalker Saga has 9 movies to cover, so that's
Jesus.
That's 3 LEGO Star Wars games, and they're not just remasters, they are apparently remakes. I mean, they've had to remake it for this new engine, which apparently broke some stuff that they'd already been working on, and consistently didn't save things, or just crashed. It sounded like an awful time for them. But it's, might as well mention our main topic. It made me think of our main topic, where we could talk about crunch in game development. It's been a while since we've spoken about that, so does anyone like crunch in development?
Well, of course not. Like, that's such a question. Like, why do you gotta ask? I hate it. Like, it makes me so upsetty spaghetti.
This game's been in development for 7 years, and as I said, they announced it, 5 years ago? And they've been crunching the entire time. And for those of you who are unaware, crunch means that they are working overtime and on their days off and just not getting paid overtime, because apparently TT Games' overtime policy was awful.
Oh, fuck. I hate that even more. Ugh. Of course they're getting like cheaped out of money on that. Ugh. That's, I feel like it's insane, to be honest, that this game is happening, I guess. Just because 7 years, why would you not give up on that, like in that time frame?
It's been delayed multiple times.
God, like, that's I can't believe it's coming out, but that's also so horrible. People have worked on this game in crunch for 7 whole years, and it's a fucking Lego game. What the fuck?
It was supposed to come out in 2020.
Oh.
So it's still like delayed. Oh.
Yeah, it's been delayed multiple times, and as I say, they're making it in this engine that no one had touched before this project, and they're abandoning the engine after this project.
All of this just for a Lego game? Sorry, guys, I cut you off.
No, it's fine. I apparently those Lego games are really popular, and they're like making them annually. Is that right? Like Call of Duty, but for children. Wait, Call of Duty is for children too. Like a different, like Assassin's Creed for children. Is
They
that also for children?
okay, a Lego game was released every single year from
Oh.
2005 up to 2019. At least one Lego game,
Oh my
sometimes
God.
multiple. In
Yeah,
2011,
'cause I've
there were
seen a lot of
three.
them. I didn't think they were like actually, I guess they'd be popular among like kids,
My
because
kids love
really
them.
more kids playing, like kids would play those.
I'm not gonna lie, I enjoy playing them.
Yeah, I've never tried one of the Lego games, to be honest. They're always kind of like, I never had Legos as a kid.
It's very low stakes. If you die, you just respawn immediately.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, as I say, they released one or more a year until 2019, and obviously this was supposed to be their 2020 game, but clearly didn't make it. And then I suppose the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series were released, so they were like, oh, we're gonna put it on that as well.
Well, I'm gonna say this about Crunch. If you're thinking about working in video game development for a big company, not even one who releases annually, but one who makes big money games, just expect to be exploited.
Oh, it's
Or,
so sad.
and better advice, just don't go into game development, please. Just do something else.
No!
Just
I
do
would
something else.
say look into your contracts. Like, look into how your overtime is, honestly. Like, that's a big one. Try to work, like, read what the fuck you're doing. And if you're a contracted employee, you're not a com, if you're a contracted, you're not an employee if you're a contracted, like, what is it? An independent contracted, fuck, I can't remember the legal terms for this right now. But if you're like,
Contractor.
is that actually right though? That doesn't sound right to me.
If you're a contractor, then you are a temporary worker and only working on a set project for a set amount of time.
Then I guess you're right. That's weird. I feel like we might have a different word for it. Like I've heard that used before, but rarely compared to like what I'm thinking, and I don't remember what I'm thinking, which sucks. I read it last night, which sucks. But yeah, if you're a contractor, I guess, look into that too. Like if you don't gotta show up to meetings, you don't gotta show up to meetings. If they threaten to fire you, they still have to pay you until the day your contract expires, or depending on how you work that out. Like they can't just like treat you like a normal employee. Like look into your stuff always. See,
You
like
should
always.
definitely try and join a union. There
Yeah,
there's not
that.
many there's not many gaming industry unions. There are a few. Carl did a very good write-up unionization in the video game industry for GameGrin.com. You can just do a search on the site for that because it was 2 weeks ago. So we had a lot of Expeditions Rome articles go up in the meantime. Just do a search on the site, search for unionization, and it'll come up. That's unionization with an S, not a Z, because, you know, I'm British English.
Yeah. It still trips me out. You guys say Zed, to be honest.
I just double checked, and yes, unionization brings up that one article, so you can find it easily.
Oh, yeah. No, just don't go into game development.
No.
If you go into game development, you'll either get exploited or you'll work in indie for free for years and years. That's speaking from experience.
So sad. Oh.
Is this why you haven't made it to Game Grin game?
What?
Is this why you haven't made the Game Grin game? Because we're not paying you.
Yes.
We'll pay him.
I'll leave it in.
Game Grin game is worth money. Right there. Pay him, Ace.
When I first started, I had the idea of doing... I'm being serious here. Of making an RPG Maker game. I was going to call it RPGGG. Role-playing game, Game Grin.
Oh my god. That sounds like so much fun, actually.
And you'd the story would be that you'd join the team at Game Grin Towers, and you'd go through your first day, and then there was this this competitor website which was stealing content, and
oh my gosh, I love it. You gotta make it now. You gotta find that time and make it, because now I want to play it.
Would it just be a solo project?
I mean, it's RPG Maker, so I don't know if multiple people can work on that.
Probably. I mean, you could get an artist, a sound designer, whatever, and you could make them crunch.
for little to no pay.
So sad.
And I'll sell it on Steam for what's the going rate for video games? $49.99
now? Yes. Go for it. Well, there are like a bunch of other RPG Maker style programs now. Could make it easier, I guess.
Oh, a visual novel game. Ooh. Game.
Those are dating kind of sim. Easy to make.
A lot of writing involved.
Make it a dating sim.
Yeah. You can
date Thrasher.
Oh, how about you date genres of games?
Oh my god, no, that's a good idea.
First person shooter would look like a cross between Duke Nukem and the Doom guy. The visual novel genre would be a pretty boy and
just make them all anime girls.
Well, then it's just a regular dating sim. Well, for guys, I guess. Like, it's... There's other dating sims.
I mean, anime girls with, like, first-person shooter would have a rifle or something.
I feel like there's similar ones to that already.
Wasn't there a tank dating simulator?
Yeah! Panzer Medals! I love that game! Oh... I've never heard anyone ever bring up Panmodels before.
And you never will again.
I know! No, it's so funny because the girls are actually tanks, though. Like, yeah, they're anime girls, but they're, like, actually tanks. And they all have names like, you know, Panzer, like, One and whatever. Like, it's so good.
Isn't there a bird dating simulator?
Yeah!
Too?
I have that one boyfriend. Too. I love that one. It gets so fucking dark, actually, the longer you play and the more you find out. And I was like, oh, and if you don't date one of the pigeons, they straight up exterminate you. And I was like, oh.
It's like rule 73 of internet. If it exists, there's a dating sim.
Yeah! Oh, I love that, though, so much. Like, dating sims are so fun.
Wonder if they had to crunch to make them.
No!
Just try to keep it on topic, okay?
Crunch bad.
Crunch bad.
Well, really, like, exploiting your workers is a tale. So old of a tale, like, will always happen, I guess. Just get better management for your game development company that knows what they are doing. That's the best thing to do, I think, to avoid stuff like that.
Wise words. And with that, I think we've reached the end of our podcast. Thank you for joining me, Gauze and Prince.
No problem.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Greencast, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You find more from us on GameGrid.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. And until next time, game on.